This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Joe Biden's transition team is not waiting for a verdict in the presidential race before getting to work. As elections officials continue to count ballots in several undecided states, longtime Biden aide Ted Kaufman is leading efforts to ensure the former vice president can begin building out a government in anticipation of a victory. Meanwhile, the counting continues in some key battleground states 4 days after the presidential election. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
From a White House podium,
they're trying to rig an election.
And in a statement, the president's casting doubt on the election's integrity. 2012 GOP nominee Mitt Romney says the president's inflaming dangerous passions. Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell is more neutral, tweeting every legal vote should be counted.
Beyond that, I don't have anything to say on that.
But in a sign of the hold the president still has on the party, there's a split, with House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy insisting inaccurately that the president's won the election. In Philadelphia, Democratic Mayor Jim Kenney says the president should face the truth.
Frankly, put his big boy pants on. He needs to acknowledge the fact that he lost, and he needs to congratulate the winner.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Some 15 million more voters participated in this year's presidential election than 4 years ago, AP correspondent Jennifer King.
The slow pace of this year's count is fueling criticism, but it also reflects greater voter enthusiasm and the steps that states took protect their residents from COVID-19. Votes received by mail or in a ballot drop box often take longer to process. In Las Vegas, Michelle Johnson was frustrated that the Nevada vote tabulation was taking so long.
I thought we would be more on the cutting edge because of all the other technology that goes on in our city.
In Fulton County, Georgia, which suffered a coronavirus outbreak among election workers last month, the chairman of the Board of Commissioners, Rob Pitts, was celebrating as they neared completion of counting the votes.
That's AP correspondent Jennifer King. This is VOA News. Defying fears of another slowdown, U.S. businesses kept hiring at a solid pace in October. Yet there are signs they remain cautious about the economy's future as the pandemic worsens. The Labor Department said Friday that employers added 638,000 jobs and the unemployment rate tumbled a full percentage point to 6.9%, extending what has been a faster recovery than many economists expected in the spring. But the pace of hiring isn't robust enough to rapidly soak up the millions of Americans who were thrown out of work by the pandemic recession. The center of Milan stood remarkably empty as luxury boutiques, jewelry shops, and other non-essential businesses in Italy's vibrant financial capital closed on the first day of a partial lockdown. Restrictions imposed in four Italian regions Friday to stop the coronavirus's resurgence allow a great deal more freedom than the nationwide near-total lockdown Italy was under for 10 weeks starting in March. But nonetheless, it brought recriminations from regional governments that feel unfairly targeted. Italy's move echoes those in many parts of Europe where infections are surging again, but governments have been reluctant to impose the kind of nationwide shutdowns they did in the spring because of the terrible economic damage they did. Virus pressure is mounting at French nursing homes where more than 400 people with COVID-19 have died in the past week alone. Some residents are again being confined to their rooms and cut off from their families. France's health minister said Friday that the government is sending 1.6 million rapid virus tests to care for homes across the country to allow them to take tests personal. It's part of efforts to avoid mass new confinement of nursing home residents And after the anguish that caused during a nationwide lockdown in the spring. The numbers of virus infections and deaths in care homes has jumped sharply in recent weeks. Searchers in Guatemala were searching through mud and debris, looking for an estimated 100 people believed buried by a massive rain-fueled landslide as the remnants of Hurricane Eta strengthened as the storm churned toward Cuba. And it was forecast to become a tropical storm again Saturday as it moved over the Caribbean Sea, and the U.S. National Hurricane Center issued tropical storm watches for the northwestern Bahamas, southern Florida, and the Florida Keys. Back in Central America, which Eta reached as a mighty Category 4 hurricane Tuesday, before weakening into a tropical depression, authorities from Panama and Mexico were still surveying the damages following days of torrential rains and downpours. Find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.